Video: Utah woman accused of yanking down teen's mini skirt signs plea deal. By Amy Furr on August 4, 2024. A 49-year-old woman from Santa Clara, Utah, signed a plea deal after allegedly pulling down a teenager's miniskirt in a restaurant. Court documents said Ida Ann Lorenzo pleaded no contest to one misdemeanor count of sexual battery regarding the incident, KTVX reported Thursday. Watch video. Per the agreement, the woman will be held in abeyance for 1 year and the case will be dismissed as long as she complies with the terms that include not doing anything illegal, not contacting the victim, and undergoing a mental health evaluation. However, if she fails, a warrant could be issued. Her guilty plea will be accepted, and she could face a maximum penalty of 180 days in jail. The report said, noting the initial incident happened on April 20 at Sakura Japanese Steakhouse in St. George, Utah. Lorenzo claimed that the young woman's buttocks and vagina were exposed while children were present, adding she felt she needed to pull down the teenager's skirt cover her up. "I happened to work for the state of Utah and immediately I was like, oh my God, that was completely inappropriate," she told police, according to ABC4. During the exchange at the restaurant, Lorenzo threatened to call Child Protective Services, CPS, and she later contacted law enforcement about online harassment once video footage of the incident went viral. "These little girls have continued to incite a mob and I've been harassed all day," Lorenzo said during a meeting with police. When the teenager contacted police about what happened, she said Lorenzo approached her, touched her buttocks, and pulled her skirt down. In a video posted after the incident, the teenager showed the outfit and told viewers she was wearing shorts underneath the white miniskirt, according to Inside Edition. Lorenzo claimed, "It's protecting the kid by covering their private parts." However, the policeman she was speaking to said, "Correct, but that's not your job to do." Lorenzo has since lost her job with the Utah Attorney General's office where she worked for a short time as a legal consultant, according to the KTVX report.